is KM4RJN. Had the volume down, didn't catch your call. Where are you monitoring to?
Clear at KM4RJN. This is KD2BNG.
Was that you I heard?
Just now, unless you're hearing things like I sometimes do, you know, oh, I hear voices. Make sure it's not the radio.
You know they have medication for that now.
I suppose they do. QSO Nyquil. Cures the voices you think you're hearing.
This is KN4RJN. I can hear you.
So, you know, when that happens at home, I said, you know, I always say, did I leave the radio on or did I not take enough QSO Nyquil? But, so, how you doing?
I heard another guy down in there kind of low. Did you hear him?
Not that I heard. Okay, other station, you have 10 seconds to make yourself known. Hello, hello.
I'm not hearing him, Glenn. He was in there a minute ago. He was mobile and monitoring. Mobile and monitoring station. If you can hear me, respond.
Thank you, as well. I hear voices. Yeah, sometimes I leave the radio on late at night, and about 5 a.m., I don't know who they are. They must be farmers. Or they're far away DX chasers. I hear one group that comes on very, very early in the morning.
Well, it could be the radio. That could just be an you need your medication adjusted, but, yeah, anyway, where are you at?
Simpsonville, getting on 385. I'm going to finish off some grocery shopping, and that's really all I have for today. Bit cloudy today. It was sunnier earlier, but we'll get rain later, I suppose.
Sun poked out there for a little bit, but it didn't stay long, so it's kind of a gray and dreary day today.
Been getting enough rain in these parts. It's been raining every night. I keep forgetting to close the car windows. That's a summer thing, you know. You leave the windows open just to crack so you don't overheat the car. Then, of course, I get rained. All my papers and stuff here got rained on.
Well, I generally leave my windows down, but then I park in the garage, so it's not an issue. But, yeah, I'm glad we got that whole drought thing worked out now.
I'm sure you do. I mean, that's, you know, that used to be a problem a lot of times when I lived in, like, the South Florida area. Because they get their rain from the lake to the north. And a lot of times you'll have a drought, but it's been raining every day. So I guess most of the cities and towns, they get their Lake Okeechobee right in the middle of the state. That nice polluted lake that sits there. That's where most of the aquifers go to most of these towns nearby.
Yeah, my parents lived down there, Newport Richey, and I swear it rained every afternoon. In the morning it would be not too bad, and then it rained in the afternoon, and it quit, and the sun come out and be hot and humid and sticky, and I don't know how they stood it, but they lived down there for about 10 years.
So good, they left there now. I think after so many years of living in a place like Florida, I was down there too long, unfortunately. I started to develop Florida brain.
They didn't move. They're still down there. They're both buried down there.
I see. Okay. And I remember. See, my parents. When my dad retired from the city of New York, that was in the early 70s, that's when we first moved down there. You know, you look 40 years ago and you look now, completely, totally different place. A lot has changed, and almost all of it not for the better, right?
I haven't been back down there since they both died, because I don't know anybody down there. I never lived down there, so, you know, and it's a long ways to go just to visit a grave, so I haven't been down there in, 20 years maybe.
That's about right. I moved away from there, I don't know, 2000, 2003, somewhere in that time frame. And I lived for 8 years in the Long Island, New York City area. And why I came here, I'm not even really sure. I was fine where I was.
Well, I wound up here by throwing a dart at a map. And it landed here, so that's how I wound up here.
That's what I did. I shouldn't say this. What's the poorest place in the world with the lowest cost of living? Ah, here we go. The Carolinas. It was either that or southwestern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, in any event. How long you been down here?
Now that I think about it, since has been that long, since 2012.
Yeah, we moved down here in 94 when I got out of the Army. Like I said, I threw a dart at the map. I was overseas at the time looking for a place to land, and this was it.
Well, so could have gone upstate New York. I'm not sure I'd like that climate during the winter. And again, for some reason, the place I kept gravitating back towards was, like, for some reason, southern Pennsylvania. Or, you know, southwestern Pennsylvania. But then I figured, you know, there's really, at this point, no one that I really know in New York anymore. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, my daughter and her husband lived in Plattsburgh, New York for a while. And I visited him once in the summer, and it was very nice. And then I went up once in the winter, and it was like, whoa. Up here, they measure the snow in meters.
Yeah, it's Plattsburgh, Lake Placid. What else? Saranac, Ticonderoga. That whole area is rather nice. You know, again, not in the dead of winter, but if I still thought I could deal with the cold that easily, that'd be another possibility.
Yeah, I gave up living in the cold after we lived in Maine for a while. And you definitely measured the snow in meters up there.
Maine. were you a Mainer or a maniac?
Yeah. The name fit in some instances, but yeah. I mean, it was pretty country. It was nice in the summertime, but Lord have mercy. You basically got 9 months of winter and 3 months of bad sledding.
Upstate New York, up around the I never really made the time to really go up there. But that's a nice area up near the Adirondack Mountains, you know, the towns that I mentioned. Actually, a lot of those hotels and resorts up there, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, basically how they got started is they were sanitariums for people suffering from tuberculosis. You know, you would go up there, and the cool, dry, mostly pollutant-free air would, you know, you'd get some benefit from that. And after the 1950s or 60s, a lot of them closed down. A lot of them became, like, ski lodges or resorts or whatever.
Yeah, well, it is pretty country up there, I'll have to admit. But, Lord have mercy, not in the wintertime it isn't.
New York City, Long Island area, I can deal with is, you know, you don't usually get 10 feet of snow. You might get 2 feet, possibly a bit more. I can't remember that often really having to shovel snow. I mean, you know, not that deep.
Unfortunately, if it snows down here, it'll be gone the next day, so it's not a big deal. But, yeah, I've shoveled all the snow I want to.
Down here, it'll be gone by mid-afternoon. And I'm not even, I don't even own a snow shovel. not within my time here down here anyway, but I don't know when you really had a snow that would stay on the ground for a while.
We had some up here last year, year before last, or the year before that, I forget. We got a pretty good dusting up here, and it lasted for a couple, 3 days anyway. But yeah, that was the most I've seen since down here. Of course, we're kind of a little bit further up. We're up north of Spartanburg, and we got some snow down here for a while.
With the Spartanburg, yeah, I think you mentioned where you were. Yeah, I think I have a general idea. You get a little, you know, a half inch dusting of snow, so, you know, big deal. As it, you know, I never was, you know, again, the Long Island, New York City area, you don't get to the point where you're really snowed in. You might have to shovel a foot or two.
Well, when we lived in Maine, almost every vehicle up there had a snowplow on the front of it, and I had an old JD Jeep pickup truck with a snowplow, and my job was to get to work early and plow the parking lot so everybody else had a place to park.
That was one of the reasons my dad wanted to come down here. He worked for the he put in his 30 some odd years working for the city of New York Department of Welfare, and I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the snow and the, I should have said something like that. You live in an apartment building on the 10th floor. When have you ever dealt with snow? But, you know, I guess that certain types of people, eventually, the city bothers. And certain other types of people thrive on it.
Well, they're welcome to it. And they can have all of it. They can stand. Content just to stay down here, and, you know, every once in a while we get a dusting, makes things look pretty, and goes away, like you said, by the afternoon or the next day at the latest. So, more power to them.
I think, though, in the neighborhood that I lived in, which wasn't actually in the city, it was a few miles east of JFK Airport, I didn't actually have to have a car. The car would sit in the driveway all week. You know, I got used to walking, sometimes just for the heck of it, just go out for a walk. But, you know, you had proper sidewalks and paths, and you had places to walk to. You know, within 15 minutes or so, there's a grocery store, there's a liquor store, there's that place that had really good sub sandwiches. So, I sort of missed that because I think I was generally overall in better shape.
Boy, we live just outside of Inman, so the nearest grocery store is a couple, 3 miles, 5-minute drive, but it'd take you all day to walk it and get back. So when we lived overseas in Germany and in Turkey, things were close. You could walk to pretty much any place you needed to go, and didn't really need the car much, but I kind of miss that a little bit too, but it is what it is. There's pros and cons. What can I say?
Let you go. I'm sitting here in the car park. let me. I'm going to go into Deal Martin Dollar General in a minute here and finish off my shopping. But good talking to you. I don't know if I'm be on the net tonight or not, but we'll see you around, I suppose. 73 is K. What's my call sign? KDQVNG. I'll talk to you later.
Tagline is KN4RJN. I am clear.